Okay, this is Sunday morning, July the 13th, 2025. Tell the Lord to tell Aunt Jill happy homecoming day. The title of this is a Prophet's Corner and Cut. The title is You Have More Than You Know. I went to the Lord about the flooding that's going on and everything, and this is what I believe He gave me. No matter what everyone is saying, everyone's got their opinion out there. This is what the Lord said. You're privileged to know what you know. You have more than you know. The white hats are manipulating the weather. I've heard, no, it's the black hats. All this rain is their doing. Just as you saw last year in North Carolina and other states, and we also, it's recurring again in North Carolina, New Mexico, Oklahoma. The narrative talks of casualties, and there have been some, but all is being done to avoid this if possible. People refuse to heed warnings, and sometimes they get injured or killed because of it. People, especially Christians, they better be walking by the Spirit. Or they could get crushed in one of these. This is a spiritual and physical war, and there are casualties. It's like we are in the days of Noah again, but Jesus foretold that as a sign of this, as a sign of His coming. This is Matthew 24, and I'm going to read it, just a few verses, not all of it. This is Matthew 24:36. Well, what's the similarities? Flood. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. Then it starts talking about the cleanup. One will be taken, the other left. The wicked are taken, the righteous are left. Why the flood? All the atrocities that have been committed underground for thousands of years are being flushed out of inner earth. Pray for those doing these operations, for some who have gotten sick and have perished as a result of what they've inhaled. All have been scarred for life. One of the key posts implies that those that have seen these things do not sleep. They'll be the first into the med beds to swipe their memory. I, the Lord, know where all the bodies are buried. General Flynn says he knows, and he's on the Q team. Me, this has been said about General Flynn, that he knows where all the bodies are buried. He is working with President Trump, but the people want to realize or not. He's a retired lieutenant general, but the President addressed him as a four-star general. You don't make that mistake. The commander-in-chief does not make that mistake. He's more than likely part of the Q team. The Lord continues, the blood cries out to me. Those that have been killed are waiting for me to avenge them. Let's go over to Mark 4, 22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. There's another one. This is Luke 8:17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Okay, Revelation chapter 6. starting with verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. All right, the Lord continues here. There has never been anything like this in all the history of the earth. Now you can be patient and pray and not complain anymore about why things are taking so long. I said I was cleaning out the closets of the earth, just like Ezekiel's hole in the wall. Magnify that over the entire earth. Deep underground tunnels throughout the whole earth, and they go deep, hundreds and hundreds of miles into the earth. This is a global operation with other militaries throughout the earth. In the mainstream, nothing as it seems. It is all a covert cleanup operation under my command. That's what COVID was. Way back, the Lord told me that about COVID, and there's all kinds of stuff come out about COVID. But it was a deal to get people off the streets so they could start this covert operation. Pray for your president, for the world is looking to him for leadership. Do not believe what you see and hear, for it is, for the most part, a distraction while this operation is going on. It's much worse than anyone thought, so it is taking much longer than they thought it would. All have been working tirelessly 24 hours a day. Pray for them and do not criticize, for you do not have all the facts. Once this is over, I will make a new heaven and a new earth. That's Revelation 21. The seas have hidden a lot of things. The Lord brought up to me back to the future comms, the enchantment under the sea dance. Under the sea? I've heard of the megalith trains that run under the sea. How do you do that? I've also heard that there are cables that run under the sea. Not satellites in space, just another lie and distraction. They cannot break through the firmament. So it is all going on under our feet. No satellites, but satellites is what you see in the sky. The Lord continues. So many are just sitting on their laurels and waiting for something to happen. It has been going on for a long time now. Revelation, I'm at Revelation 6, let's read 12 through 17. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? They can't. No place to run, no place to hide. It's interesting to me that all of these happenings always bring up these organizations that involve children. Think about that. Okay. Rocks are a mass of rock, caves, and underground. God needs our participation during this operation. We are the sealed in Revelation chapter 7. We follow the Lamb wherever he goes. We obey him. To the sealed, God's plan has been revealed. God provided us with the cue drops like parables to give us clues. President Trump has constantly given us hints of what is really going on. There's not a press conference he doesn't have that he doesn't sit like this. This is Space Force. He does it repeatedly. If you know what to look for, he's given us comms every press conference, every appearance he makes. He's telling us exactly what's going on if we have ears to hear and eyes to see. Oh, I'm not finished. Don't stop. This is weather modification that used to be called just a few years ago a conspiracy theory is now in the mainstream. This is Fox News, just did an entire segment on cloud seeding and weather modification going on as far as, I cut part of that off. The black pillars, we say that the CEO of Rainmaker Tech denied any effects from these actions, but they would be missing the broader point. The conspiracy of weather modification has now gone mainstream. It's no longer a conspiracy, and segments like this allow the public to digest reality and eventually advance towards truth. This is waking up the public. I personally think it might be the scare event that Q talked about. Scare event necessary. Confirmed, CEO of weather modification company reveals cloud seeding operations were conducted in Texas just 2 days before deadly flood. And there was a video along with it. We have more than we know.